Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 22nd day of December 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine, fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it is currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's chilly. It's winter. It's just, you know, kind of just easing its way into freezing your ass off. I can tell it's going to be like a mean-ass January and February. At any rate, good afternoon, John, and how's the weather out there in Nazi Joysy today?
Well, good afternoon, Henry. And over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have 41 degrees, 65% humidity. But you know what's funny? It's one of those days where it's 41 degrees out there, but it doesn't feel cold. There's sometimes, I swear, it'll say 41 degrees and it feels bone cutting. But you walk out there, I don't know, for some reason it just feels kind of spring-like, even though it's not actually that sunny out there and there's snow all over the ground. Doesn't actually feel like 41 for some reason. Odd how that happens sometimes. But anyway, getting back to the tyranny that's always raining down on us. Well, that's become a blizzard, hasn't it?
It has, man. I mean, it's just like we got plenty for today. We got plenty to outrage anybody. I mean, any normal people, armed population, should have already slaughtered these motherfuckers.
You think about what happened there in Lexington and Concord, 1775. They went out there and they went muzzle to muzzle what was then, inarguably, the most well-trained, the most well-armed, and the most experienced army on the planet. And they did it for 1/10,000th of the bullshit we're being subjected to.
You ain't shitting, buddy. I got the first article up here. This $900 billion COVID aid bill will give households with illegal aliens up to $1,800 checks, while U.S. citizens get only $600. I mean,
well, God, how's that for a nice fuck you to your face?
Well, I think this bill was like 5,000 pages long, it's got, I mean, when you find the shit that's in there, there's gun control in there and everything. Nobody got to read it. Nobody read it. And it's
I saw one article using one of Nancy Pelosi's phrases, let's get this thing passed we can see what's in it.
The whole thing was a $2.3 trillion omnibus spending bill. Now, didn't that son of a bitch Trump, is it just me? Have I got no memory span, or did that son of a bitch, when he signed that last one, say he would never do that again? He would never.
Well, Henry, if I remember right, he said he was going to kick them out of here within the first hour of being within office.
That's right.
Now he's paying them to stay here, isn't he?
Lying son of a bitch. And you know, their excuse is it's all over, giving $600 out so that the people in Georgia vote for a fucking Republican. Like, it fucking even matters. Like, there's a dime's worth of difference in any one of them, because they're not. I mean, what you got here in this $900 billion thing is every fucking lobbyist, fucking everybody in fucking Washington has made a fucking bundle on kickbacks, because this is all fucking going to be a lot of it coming back to them in kickbacks for the shit that they've put in the name of fucking COVID-19, my fucking ass. It don't even exist. At any rate,
well, now, again, Henry, now they're pushing the story about son of COVID-19's here, and it's bigger, badder, worse.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be so afraid, Henry, that you and I are supposed to shit our pants.
Well, they've toned that down. They've said that the effects are no different, or you really can't tell the difference between the two. Or maybe that's because both of them don't exist. But this whole thing here, I mean, this kind of pissed me off. $1,800 checks to fucking illegal aliens was a part of what that dirty son of a bitch signed.
Now, I saw in there they were going to send money to Venezuela. Wait a minute. Weren't we accusing Maduro of human rights abuses and all that stuff? And we had to get him out of office. We had to get him out of office. But you know, now we're just going to send him tens of millions of dollars.
Oh, just wait till you see what this article reveals, John.
All right, Henry. Well, while we're doing the roll over here, I'm going to go down and underneath my chair and make sure that my seatbelt
on properly. I don't want you to get hurt today.
Yeah, I don't want to fall off my chair too hard.
All right. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Anyway, let's jump into this. $900 billion COVID-19 aid bill will give households with illegal aliens up to $1,800 checks, while U.S. citizens get only $600 checks from
immigrants. Now, Henry, isn't that an act of treason right there? Because they are aiding and abetting sedition and treason.
Abso-fuck. Well, they're doing it right out in the open, just like everything else, John. I mean, it was that muddy elephant in the room, then a muddy elephant sitting on your lap. Now he's been shitting all over you, and you fucking can't even smell the shit or feel the heat from it and the vapors and whatever goes along with the fucking elephant shitting on your lap. I mean, how fucking stupid they think we are. But people are getting pissed. They're getting pissed. This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches WorldReport.com. The bipartisan, that means they're all in it together. You know how much they hate each other. But goddamn, if you grease my guy's fucking hands, I'll grease you. And like I said, remember. Donald Trump said he would never sign another omnibus spending bill like the last one he just fucking signed and the one he signed before it. Another fucking lie from the fucking communist lying son of a bitch, Donald Trump. The bipartisan $900 billion coronavirus aid bill is just one giant fuck you, and that's what it says, fuck you to American taxpayers. Family members of unauthorized immigrants are now eligible to get stimulus checks under the $900 billion deal reached last night. The Wall Street Journal, Michael Hackman, reported Monday that eligibility is retroactive, John, so adults excluded last time could get up to $1,800 now. We're not going to go back. I mean, we're fucking broke.
It's a betrayal of them tax-paying Americans. Well, if I remember right, by their own statistics, only one-third of Americans pay taxes, but virtually every one of them is somehow going to be betrayed by this, so it's not just the tax-paying Americans.
Oh, no. This is for everybody. Mixed-status households, that's where there's legals and illegals, where some people are eligible non-citizens. Our fucking country's in fucking crisis. And we're fucking giving twice the money to the fucking goddamn invaders coming across our border in violation of our fucking law.
Now, wait a minute. Them non-citizens, aren't they here illegally? In fact, isn't it a felony for them to be here?
Well, you know, after the second, I think it's a misdemeanor the first time and it's felony the second time, but the bottom line is they're not even asking them to leave with the first fucking time.
No, in fact, I think they're paying them to stay here, Henry. That's my suspicion here.
I think that we've paid a lot of money to fly them here and put and get them into the interior of the United States because this is the fucking fifth column, and they know that lightning's fixing to strike the shit house, plain and simple. Anyway, people are ineligible non-citizens would get payments based on the number of eligible people in the household as opposed to being shut out as they were in the first round. Somebody comes to your goddamn country and they get your goddamn aid for your people? I mean, goddamn it, it's in the Social Security Act, you know, it's against the law for a fucking illegal to fucking even apply, to apply as an act of fraud for fucking food stamps or fucking Section 8 housing for any fucking, the safety net fucking, provisions. It's written right in there. You can read what's supposed to be their admiralty law, but see, they can, it's all arbitrary because they are fucking little petty dictators now. It's all corporate fiefdoms across this fucking country. The fucking people's rule has been usurped. And the people better get it back quick because this fucking shit here will just, it'll cause that goddamn financial breakdown quicker than you can say don't do it. Anyway, people in the household as opposed to being shut out as they were in the last round, the WSJ reported. The consolidated appropriations package, which is in total, comes to about $2.3 trillion. And this is just a gap spending bill. They haven't had a budget in 20 fucking years as required by the original Constitution, but as the original Constitution was unlawfully removed and replaced by a chartered fucking corporation in violation of the fucking supreme law of this land, well, they can just fucking do anything they want, guys. And they will do anything they want until you enforce the law on them. That's what that law was put in place, is to protect you from this very fucking shit I'm reading you. $2.3 trillion contains $500 million for, guess who, John? I just want you to guess.
I'm going to guess the illegals.
We're better than that.
The fags.
$500 million for, oi.
Oh, was that it, though? But, man, we got off light if it's only $500 million for the fucking Jews who bleed this country dry every day.
Just hang on. Remember, we got people in big, huge lines who can't get enough. We got people going hungry in this country at this point in the ballgame, guys. American nationals who own this richest country on planet Earth. And they're going hungry. And we're handing out $500 million more to Israel. The next line says, Israel has already started to get $38 billion from the National Defense Authorization Act. That's from the other part, you know, besides the $900 million. They got $38 billion in that, of the rest of the $2.3 trillion, too. Who's your master? Who's your king? Israel currently holds $53.3 billion in U.S. treasuries, which they purchased with our own money and now lend back to us with interest. So they're lending us the money that we're going to give them, John, and from Treasury.
Well, that's mighty white of them, Henry.
Isn't that the game? Wasn't that the game in 2008? We borrowed the money from them to bail out an international fraud to the tune of about $23 trillion fucking dollars. And we borrowed the money from them to give to them to pay off their fucking fine. And now we owe them that money that we borrowed it from them to give to them to pay off the fraud and get 100% of their fucking fraud pay. You know, they got the land back, they got the houses back, and they got the money for every fucking contract, 100%. And we owe them the money. I mean, Jesus, people, what does it take?
Well, if I remember right, Henry, me and you covered this a couple of years ago. They wanted us to just give them an aircraft carrier with all of the tactical aircraft on it, too, because, you know, they just didn't have any that would work for that aircraft carrier. So, of course, we're going to give them an aircraft carrier with all the fighter jets that it can take with it.
Oh, you betcha, and we better hurry up about it. How dare us be fucking slow and licking the fucking ass of those Jews? I'll say that again. Israel currently holds $53.3 billion in U.S. treasuries, which they purchased with our money and now lend back to us with interest. What the fuck does it, I mean, god damn, you talk about push down on the playground and your lunch money taken from you. I mean, what do these fuckers have to do for the average son of a bitch and Jew-ass kissing fucking Judeo-Christian fucking Zionist prick motherfuckers to say, gee, that just don't quite seem right. It don't. Americans are lined up at the food banks across the nation, but Israel needs another $38 billion to add to their reserves. That's their reserve cash, people. Other nations are also receiving millions in foreign aid. Here we go. $135 million to Burma. $85.5 million to Cambodia. $1.4 billion for Initiative Act, that's what it is, I'm sorry. $130 million to Nepal. $3 million to Hong Kong rioters. There are other piles of garbage included. Congress more than doubled the budget for their own private banquet healthcare clinic, lays the groundwork for a climate security advisor council, $10 million for a gender program in Pakistan. Did you hear me? You get $600 fucking dollars.
Now we have a gender program going in Pakistan.
Of course we do. The Jews do. We're paying for it. A gender program in Pakistan, people, while your people are going hungry, standing in food lines. They're handing out the fucking wealth. Well, we told you they were cashing this goddamn country out, didn't we? Handing it to them. And Mr. I'll never sign another omnibus spending bill again. I'd never do that. Oh, you lying fucking piece of shit. It's hard to tell what they're going to try next. That cocksucker Mace
Henry,
David.
When they used to steal from this country, they used to do it by deception and misdirection. Now they just do it right now in the open with major headlines in every newspaper.
And every once in a while, they'd throw you one of the lower level guys, and he'd actually go to prison. Well, not prison. Well, fucking private club with the tennis courts and servants and stuff that they, when they do their time, and when they do their time for their punishment.
Oh, club fed where they can get their pedicures too?
There you go, brother. Now you're thinking. Oh, Pat, there we were. See, if you own a ranch, a racehorse, listen to this now. This is what we're talking about. If you own a racehorse, the coronavirus stimulus legislation has a tax break for you. Really? If you own a racehorse, like I said.
Now, Henry, do you own a racehorse, Henry?
I don't. I don't, John. I couldn't afford one. I wanted a racehorse.
I hate to feed him.
Oh, fuck, man. I mean, the money they're going to give this prick that owns a fucking racehorse would fucking sustain fucking me for probably 10 the rest of my fucking life.
Now, you know, Henry, I'm beginning to think this is aimed at the rich people because, you know, the average person I know, they don't own any racehorses.
They sure don't.
Hey, Henry, I don't know if you saw a comment I made. I was watching a video last night by, her name's Rosa Kiora, I think. Well, anyway, mm-hmm. She's been, educating people on UN Agenda 21 and, this great reset that we've talked about and heard about. It's all part of it, and even the so-called immigration, just ushering in, people from all around the world. This is, so I think it kind of dawned on me. I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, yeah.
Is their push. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, people, you better understand. that they tell you that there's 320 million Americans in this country. There's another couple hundred million from around the fucking world here. You have been infiltrated, deeply infiltrated. They have flown MS-13 gang members who don't mind to hack you or your children up with a fucking machete and not even lose a night's sleep over it into the interior of the United States. You're going to have a hell of a fight now. You had an easy fight when this shit started, when we were telling you go ahead.
Yeah, and this was apparently like all the nations and governors, you know, signed on to this in 1992. I think it was under Bush Senior. Would it be Bush Senior Junior? I forget. But anyway, and yeah, this is global, and it literally is like a 1984 Orwellian nightmare. I mean, just the stuff. It's not good.
Well, the fact that they would even who did this? Let me see. This was from Information Liberation. I mean, I actually. I think I saw some of this on the mainstream mix, but they didn't have, you know, like the, what the hell was it there?
The gender stuff?
Gender shit, yeah, for the Pakistanis. What the fuck are you talking? You one world motherfuckers, you are not taking our goddamn wealth of our nation and handing. I mean, look at what they've handed here to foreigners. Why our people are fucking, they ain't got money for our goddamn Christmas dinner. And they own this richest country on planet Earth. They have to get rid of us people. And we better get ready.
That's the intent. That is the intent. That is it right there.
Goddamn right. Yes, it is. It is the intent because, hey, we have we got that Bill of Rights. Right now, if we all weren't a bunch of fucking idiots and we could communicate to the idiots, I mean, you can take some people and show them goddamn written fucking facts. Right in front of their face, their own government that they fucking so love and trust, in their own goddamn words, telling them something. Oh well, I just not even want to talk about it. Well, I hope you fucking die.
She said, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy plan, and you better do something now. And what we're seeing now with all this COVID and these people losing their jobs, I mean, they're going to run, you know, I think you've talked about it, everybody out of the rural areas into these cities, high rises, they're going to take these businesses that are, you know, basically going to be sitting defunct, I guess just like the malls and stuff, and turn them into housing. I mean, it's...
I don't think they're going to turn them into...
21 years ago and kind of ignored it because, like, oh, that's, you know, 15 years off, like, whatever. But now it's like, okay, I think this is what I'm seeing. And
I think, Katie, that these businesses are going to be owned by goddamn foreigners by the time this is over with. Those businesses are still going to be there. And the foreigners that are on them, see, they're going to work fucking people for $3 a fucking hour because we're going to have a slave system going here. I mean, I got another fucking article here about, you know, up there in Salem. They went to the state house. They were having them a secret fucking meeting at our state house, and the people wanted to be there. And, I mean, it was a fucking push and shove, and the fucking cops not allowing the people into their own fucking state building while there was being a secret meeting there. But there were certain members of the press that were allowed in there, but the goddamn, oh man, these people were pissed, man. They pulled they had big tarps over the statues and stuff in front of the state building. They pulled those off, but they just slipped up when they were talking about, you know, they talk about the Proud Boys, just, it's all right wing, extremists or white wing, but there were some people there that were fucking just patriots. They said, and they let it slip on the fucking mainstream. They said there was three groups there. There was the Prayer Boys, and there was the Proud Boys, and there was the something Patriots. It came down to just Patriots as who they were. And I'm telling you, these people, they were pissed off. They've seen those cops. You know, Trump wants you to love them cops stand in front of you that won't let you go into the state building that you fucking own, that you cannot be kept out of. And they're screaming that's a violation of the fucking law, and it is. Go ahead.
But yeah, before you change subjects, before I could get in there, another one: $700 million to the Sudan. The Sudan.
Oh, of course.
I can't.
Our people don't need that goddamn money.
To hear it.
Our people are just going hungry, in the richest country on planet Earth, and they're fucking just, I mean, this is what they said happened, I mean, on the mainstream stupid box is correct. Every fucking stinking ass lobbyist for every fucking criminal, international criminal operating on American soil was fucking in there, and they got their fucking, they got their hands fucking greased, and they're gonna send me $600 fucking. Are really? Really? It's just, you know, it's like I said, the guy, you know, came on you and they got you thinking these small businesses. And the one guy, you know, he tells that seven of his businesses had been shut down. He only had four left. I'm supposed to cry some fucking tears for him. If I get 600, he gets 600. And then these motherfuckers in these foreign countries get nothing. How do you give money away to other countries when your own country has your people going hungry in it? How do you justify that in the smallest degree? Not to mention the motherfuckers being here in the first place in violation of our law. It is time to fucking put our feet down, jack that fucking round in, and put these fuckers down. What I seen there at that state house, I looked at all the footage from it. When I seen there at that state house in Salem, those people, I mean, goddammit, 5,000 dudes just came in there and were not fucking not coming to show, not to bring your gun to show everybody you'll carry a gun, bringing that son of a bitch to use. They could have took that fucking state house, held it, and by the time that would have happened, I'm telling you, the people would have just poured in there. The fucking regular people would have poured in there. And they fucking know it. They know it. This is the biggest bluff that's ever been ran on fucking mankind in the history of this planet. Bluff! Oh, man, how sickening can you get?
Well, Henry, I think that was the perfect location for maybe just a small firefight to break out.
It would have been. I mean, there were guys out there standing with guns. What the fuck did you bring a gun for? You let your fucking people get pushed around. You let an old man get beat up. You let him get fucking shot in the face. A woman shot in the face. Rubber bullet. I mean, all this fucking shit. What'd you bring that gun for? Leave that motherfucker at home.
They wanted to show how shiny they could get it.
Maybe they did. Maybe they think that if I just show them my gun, that's all I got to do. You're dealing with fucking hardcore fucking Bolsheviks, you stupid pricks. You have to kill them. You have to cut their fucking heads off.
That's something else I remembered, Henry, was she was talking about their intent is to eliminate basically, you know, people that are useless that won't, you know, fit into their plan. And she said, thus the COVID, you know, deal.
I hear you straight. Hey, man, it is what it is. And it's got to the point that there ain't nobody that can fucking deny it. It's right here in your face. I'm just reading that. If you're an American and you know that you are one of the people that fucking, that belongs here and you see these fucking foreigners that have crossed into your country in violation of your law and they're going to get $1,800 a piece and you're going to get $600 a piece. Can you read the writing on the wall? Because it's smeared there and shit. And 6 foot fucking letters. You can't miss it. Anyway, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. It's 12:38 Pacific time. That means it's time for the tactical report. So I'm going to turn this mic over to John, but I got something special to end with when we get done with the tactical report. And okay, until then, the mic's yours, brother.
All right. As always, thank you, Henry. All right. I had my train of thought there for a second, then you threw me off when you said we got a surprise from me. Like, oh, good, presents. I like presents. I don't know if it is. Anyway, let's get moving. I'm John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is, oh, my God, look at this, December 22nd, 2020. Just a few days left till Christmas. It is 15:39 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:39 to all you civilian-minded out there, and to all the retards who think the court's going to fix all the problems we're having with this voting, what do they want to call it, irregularities. I love that. They've been throwing that word around a little bit. It's just some voting irregularities. It is Mickey's little hand is past the three, and his big hand is pointing towards the thing that looks like the number eight. Well, that's what it is. It's number eight. All right. Don't forget, today is Tuesday, which comes from the Scandinavian Norse gods. Tyr, the god of war, my favorite, from which they got Tyr's Day. This nation then got Tuesday. And then here on From the Trenches, we got Turncoat Tuesday. You bet. All right. Let's get moving here. I got some interesting things I want to cover. And right now I'm going to start over again with, as usual, quick fly over that fraud, that con, called the financial markets. Right now we've got gold at $1,861 per ounce, silver at $25.15 an ounce. It is down for a buck today, or it is down by a dollar today, which is quite a bit for silver. Over in the major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently down 182 points at 30,034. We've got the U.S. Zala Index, currently up half a point at 90.5%, and crude oil is down a little over a buck at $46.88 a barrel on the New York spot market. Over in that gambling device called the cryptocurrencies, we've got Bitcoin, look at this, up another $640 today at $23,356 for one Bitcoin. Ethereum is up $17 at $624, and Litecoin is up $5.50 at $109. All right. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how these numbers change once they come out with this another trillion or 2 trillion, or as Henry said, the total value of it's going to be 2.5 trillion roughly, this new omni spending bill, which they're just going to print up out of nothingness, complete nothingness. It's a computer stroke on the, keystroke on the computer. So poof, 2.5 trillions out of nothing, absolutely nothing. That's definitely going to affect these fraud indicators, even though they're fraud. It's still going to reflect in there. Going on, I like this over in Investment Watch. Here's an interesting article. 35% of all U.S. dollars ever printed were printed this year. Now, remember, if I remember right, the statistic is, and I haven't looked this up in a little while, maybe I'll do a quick double check, but approximately only 5 to 8%, and I'm sure it's even small now because now we just print ad infinitum, just printing by the trillions, so it's probably even way under 5% of all the money creation is actually hard currency. The other 95 or 96% is strictly digital. It just exists in cyberspace somewhere. That's where most money or credit actually exists. It's a digit in a computer somewhere. There's not even the printed counterpart to show its existence. That's only about 5% of all the money that supposedly exists out there, or at least for the U.S. dollar. So I thought this was interesting, that 35% of all U.S. dollars ever printed, or I should say created, that would be a better way because that would also include the computer, were printed this year. That shows you that is hyperinflation. That's the definition of hyperinflation. Increasing the monetary base ad infinitum like this, unrestrained. That's the hyperinflation. The effect of that hyperinflation eventually will be the complete destruction of purchasing power of that dollar, which means you're going to have to spend a lot more dollars for the stuff that you buy today at a cheaper price. If it costs a dollar today, once hyperinflation starts setting in, then it's going to cost you $1.25, then $1.50, then $2, then $5, then $10. Or if you get to like Weimar, Germany, or over there in Zimbabwe, pretty soon it's $1 million. But you know what? Your pay doesn't go up that quick. Now, nowhere near that quick. Just the increase in the price, because what you're really seeing is the loss of value of the dollar. Going on, let's take a quick look where we're at over in usdebtclock.org. Right now, the official U.S. national debt is at $27.5 trillion. I mean, it wasn't even that long ago we were talking about where it was in the $26 trillion range. And now we're on our way to the $28 trillion mark. We're already past the halfway mark in the $27 trillion zone. We're already closer to $28 trillion than the $27 trillion mark. Let's see. Let's just take a quick look at this. I like this. U.S. federal spending official is $6.7 trillion. $6.7, where they say the U.S. federal tax revenue, that is the money it takes in, is only $3.4. That means we're spending $2 or over $2 for every dollar it takes in the form of some kind of tax or extortion revenue. That is hyperinflation, because where is it coming from? That's right, puff! Just create it out of thin air. It's only a matter of time, people, until the effects of the hyperinflation hit the department store and the grocery store and the gasoline station in a way you can't even imagine right now. You think it's not real, but it is coming, like a slow-moving freight train coming right down on you, and you're tied to the railroad tracks. You can't get out of the way, and guess what? It's going to smash over you. It's not even going to slow down that train. The train won't even feel when it kills you. That's how massive this hyperinflation is going to be. Going on. Don't forget about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Now, again, it's still my supposition that this is really what got the ball rolling on the distraction theater that they created. They were planning on all of this, but the timetable got pushed forward by the unexpected arrest of Jeffrey Epstein and the unexpected revelations that got put in the public domain about who Jeffrey Epstein is, who he was connected to, especially Ghislaine Maxwell and the Maxwell family, and of course that leads back to Israel and Mossad. So they came up with a presidential level event. Remember, that was the Trump impeachment proceedings, which in the end nobody really cared about. So they had to up the ante. And that's when the pandemic came in. And then when that started losing steam, remember, then came in the police brutality, riots and protests. But that quickly got turned because they realized, wait a minute, we can't have the people doing anything other than worshiping their oppressors. You have to be a bootlicker. You have to love the cops. You have to love the people who are going to exterminate you in the future. So they can't have you hating them because you got guns, and they know that. So they had to quickly change the narrative to, oh, it's a race thing. It's all about race. Remember that Antifa and BLM? Remember Black Lives Matter? Because nobody else lives matter, just the Black Lives Matter. Remember that? And then, of course, after the Soros money died away, that is, there was no more money to pay for the riots and protests, what happened? Oh, that's right. Crickets. Notice how they all went away. Oh, there was a pop-up recently. There was supposedly one event where some BLM members went down there. It looks like they went down there on their own volition, not even getting paid to do so. There was one little event. I don't remember what it was, but that was it. Notice how it's gone completely away. That's right, people, because the presidential theater came in. Now we've got the new theater about the election corruption. It's always been there, people. The only difference is Trump is bringing some of the real facts related to, not even all of them, just some of the facts related to the fraud, the con, called the election process in this country, and that they don't like. No, they really don't like that. Because remember, you're supposed to have faith in the system. You're supposed to believe in the system. Just like Stalin said, it is enough that the people know there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. And I think the Dominion voting machines have shown that in spades. Anyway, over in themix.net. That's the name of the website. Themix.net. Ghislaine Maxwell arrests unearths explosive photo. That's bad news for Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew. Whoa, actually, there's a lot of really good, interesting photos related to Ghislaine Maxwell and what's on our hard drives, including videotapes and documents and emails and texts and all kinds of stuff that should put all of these scumbags, many names you have heard before because they've flown on the Lolita Express. And if you look up the flight logs to the Lolita Express, I guarantee you, you will recognize dozens of those names. Absolutely guarantee it. And yet, do you hear the mass shill media talking about any of this? Fuck no. Going on. I like this. This is really good. Over in InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Too funny. Joe Biden. Remember, he's our president-elect, and he supposedly had the most, I think it was the most votes in election history. Was Joe Biden. The people love him. Everybody in this country love him. Hell, even my fucking dog loves him. My dog jumps on my leg and humps it because it loves Joe Biden so much. Remember that? That's the story they're trying to spin, trying to get you to believe. Yet over here in Investment Watch, too funny. Joe Biden holds rally for Georgia Democrats. When you see the crowd, you will die laughing. Well, you're going to die if you go get that COVID-19 injection, that vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's a needle o' death. But if you watch the video, it's interesting. You got to fast forward a little bit into it. What you see there, now here's this massive rally for this Georgia Democrat. And Joe Biden's there. And what do you see? Literally, in the video, I don't think I saw more than three or four people there. Literally, there was more people there working there than so-called rally, not patrons. I'm trying to think, the people who show up to a rally. There was only like three or four of them as far as I could tell.
Idiots.
There we go. That's a good word for them. Yes. So you got about three or four people there. Well, wait a minute. He's supposed to be the most well-liked, the most popular president, the most voted for president in the history of this country. And he can't get more than three or four people to show up at a rally he's attending? I think there's a small problem with this story. Uh-oh. Better get Mako. There's been a collision with reality. Going on. I like this over in Natural News. Georgia senators declare that vote fraud in their state was part of a coordinated illegal scheme to rig the election. Now, the reason I like that, number one, I don't give a shit about Trump, his cronies, Biden, his cronies, none of them. They're all fucking traitors, every single one of them, right down to the fucking janitor sweeping the floor for Trump. But what I do like is just that some, just a little bit of the corruption that's been going on and is going on is now coming into the public domain so that even the people who suffer from terminal stupidity can't deny it anymore. But what I like about this statement is when it says that it was part of a coordinated illegal scheme to rig the election, that falls under RICO laws. And the RICO laws give them way more latitude to investigate, indict, or charge and indict all of these people that are involved. That is, they don't even have to be directly involved. They don't have to have actually participated in the action of fraud. They just have to be associated with it, and they can all be charged with all of the charges that would apply to any one of them. That's what's interesting about the RICO laws. Now, I don't give a shit for the RICO laws. I think they're completely unconstitutional, illegal. And I know I'm using the word unconstitutional, but I think they're completely illegal to go around charging people with a crime that they actually did not participate in. But in the Admiralty system, I'm glad to see that they can apply it in the Admiralty system. But it ain't going to happen, people. But I do like that this is in the public domain. Going on. Now, if you don't think people realize what's going on, maybe this will convince you of a little bit differently. Over in Breitbart News, Americans brought approximately 21 million guns in 2020. Sales up 73%. That means 173%. That means it's almost double any given year. Remember, people don't buy weapons or means of self-defense or means of offense when they feel safe and secure and think everything's okay. People buy guns when they feel agitated and threatened and they know something's gone wrong. And that's exactly what's going on. Get out there and buy more guns, people. More guns. And don't forget the ammo, because the guns without the ammo is just an expensive golf club. Going on. Now, Remember I read an article by Eustace Mullins back there in he wrote it in August 1977 about the 1976 swine flu. Remember they tried this whole thing before, but they didn't have it nearly coordinated the way they did this time. Certainly not going from country to country, but not even within this country back then. But they did have a vaccine that had very, very similar effects, even though the basis of it's different, but very similar effects to the ones they have now, and the kind of paralysis and disease and sickness that it caused. And of course, Eustace Mullins talked about how, well, they used and tested all of these vaccines on the elderly people and, of course, prison inmates. Well, let's look at today's headline about what they're doing. Over in True Pundit, Presley, prison inmates should receive first coronavirus vaccines. Here we are, people, 1976, all over again. And pretty soon, it's going to be 1776, all over again. But I like this, how they should feel the prison inmates should get them first. You know why? Because when the prison inmates start dying from it, they're going to say, see, we just didn't get the vaccine to them soon enough. They died from the corona, not from the poisons we just shot into them. That's what they're going to say, people. Going on. Over in Zero Hedge, John Hopkins newspaper removes study examining COVID death rate. Now, this is interesting because John Hopkins is at the center of the spider's web here, talking about the coronavirus and the death rate and how we got to develop vaccines and, oh, my God, it's so terrible. They're one of the fucking enablers of this fraud, this con. Remember, COVID vaccine is nothing but a complete lie wrapped in a fraud, deep fried in treason. And there's got to be parties that cater to this, that try and make this illusion look real. John Hopkins University is one of those organizations. And what they did is they did a study comparing the annualized death rate. That is, how many people are dying in this country over the course of a year compared to other years? And what they found is, in fact, there's no difference. In fact, right now, the death rate for this year is actually a little lower compared to previous years. But that contradicts their whole story about all the people dying from COVID-19 now, doesn't it? So what did they do? That's right. They pulled the study. They removed it from the public domain. Problem is, of course, it's out there already. Going on. I like this one. Over in IntelliHub. Poll finds, and you know how much I hate being polled because, well, that hurts. But the poll finds 83% of people will not be taking the COVID vaccine. Well, that sounds odd to me. I thought 75% of people wanted that vaccine, or at least according to the official MSNBC, Fox, and ABC, and all them polls. When they do a poll, it's surprising how the people always want it. Oh, they're clamoring for it. They can't wait. But yet when you do real polls that are not being manipulated by these scumbags, by these Zionist Jew news organizations, it turns out to be the exact opposite of everything we're being told on the mass stupid media. Poll finds 83% of people will not be taking the COVID vaccine. Gee, isn't that exactly the opposite of what they keep telling us? Well, I'm sure they're going to come up with a solution for that. But let's see what they're going to do. First thing they're going to do is try and vaccinate the frontline workers, as they call them. But Henry covered an article yesterday talking about how, well, many of them are so sick, they can't even go back to work. So now the frontline workers, the caretakers, need their own caretakers. Uh-oh, we got a problem. Over in Zero Hedge, there's another headline regarding this. Hospital workers turned down COVID vaccine. There's too much mistrust. No, it's not a matter of mistrust. It's actual physical knowledge that these vaccines are designed to hurt you. They're designed to injure you. That's what they're for. And these people know it. So, of course, they're not going to get it in. But don't worry. This EFO, this enemy force and occupation run by the Zionist Jews, the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Bolsheviks, whatever you want to call them, they're going to have a plan on how they're going to get around that. Oh, here we go. Over in Shit Hit the Fan Plan, or SHTF, shithitthefanplan.com. Ohio National Guard will help, and they got that in parentheses, will help administer the vaccine to all Ohioans. Ooh, to me that sounds like a threat. What if you don't want it? But it says here, to all Ohioans. That is people who live in Ohio. Sounds to me like they're going to be, well, mandated to take it. And to make sure that they intimidate you into taking it, they're going to have the National Guard right there making sure you are intimidated into taking it. Says Health and Human Services gave the Ohio National Guard a waiver. Oh, wait a minute. Health and Human Services, the HHS, Health and Human Services gave the Ohio National Guard, a military unit, a waiver allowing them to administer COVID-19 vaccines to the general Ohio populace. Now they can help, and they got that in quotation marks. No, it's not going to be help. They're there to intimidate and to force these vaccinations into people. They can now help get everyone vaccinated for a disease that's statistically irrelevant. Major John Harris said members of Ohio National Guard will begin receiving doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, clearing the way for them to assist in vaccinating all Ohioans. Again, there's that all Ohioans. Gee, still sounds like a threat to me. According to a report by Patch, there is not yet a concrete plan for how to use the Guard in distributing the vaccine. No problem. They're just going to look at what Stalin did in Russia. Or they're going to look at what Mao Zedong did in China. There's your template. There's your plan. It's already out there. In fact, you tried using it decades ago. It's critical that we keep up the work we started during Thanksgiving for the next several weeks to prevent another surge in January. If we can get through Christmas and New Year's without a significant surge, we will be much better positioned to start 2021 against the virus, Governor Mike DeWine said. I don't know, people. Sounding to me like, well, they're going to be using the military. Isn't that illegal? Ooh, you bet it is. I like this. Let's cover this real quick. Over in John Rappaport's blog, No More Fake News, the five key events in the fake pandemic. Let's take a quick look at this because this is interesting. This article is a summary. I've written extensively on each of the five key events. One. The false claim that a new virus was discovered and isolated. Yes, they keep using that word isolation, but in fact, when you contact all of these Centers for Disease Control Centers for Disease Administration or Acknowledgement or Research, whatever you want to call it, for all the various governments, not one of them has said they've actually isolated. That is, they actually have it. Not one. No true isolation has been performed. The so-called genetic sequencing of the virus was actually a concoction, a cobbling together of pieces of data referencing segments of RNA. These segments were presumed, that means guess, they just said it. That's all. When you presume, you're just saying it. These segments were presumed to be parts of the new virus, but researchers don't have the virus. So the presumptions amounted to fraud. Number two, the erecting of a diagnostic test, the PCR, for the virus they don't have. Obviously, no such test has meaning. It's built on the same sorts of absurd assumptions that led to the fictional discovery of the virus. However, strategically speaking, the test has produced millions of, quote, positive results, which were taken to mean infected by the virus. On this foundation of sand, meaning lies, the lockdowns were declared. Item number three. The Chinese lockdown of 50 million citizens for no medical reason. This unprecedented event produced the model for other governments and for the CDC and the World Health Organization. Now it was acceptable to imprison the global population and wreak economic devastation across the planet. Number four. The absurd computer prediction that 50 or 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2 million in the US made by historically failed modeler Neil Ferguson. His institute at the Imperial College of London is bankrolled by Bill Gates. Ferguson's predictions were used to convince Trump and Boris Johnson that states of emergency and lockdowns were necessary. Now, if you don't know who Neil Ferguson is, Neil Ferguson is a fucking Rothschild's shill. I mean, you talk about getting up under the Rothschild's little Scottish skirt there and licking his balls clean. That's Neil Ferguson. He's an economist. He knows nothing about medicine. He knows nothing really about statistics. He's an economist other than the statistical models he'll bump into in his work as an economist. But this guy is a lying piece of dog garbage. If you want any model you have to show that space aliens built the pyramids, Elvis is alive and well and working in a fucking Burger King in Tennessee, he'll produce that model for you. Just throw him enough money. Number five, the forced premature deaths of millions of elderly people across the world, which were falsely called COVID-19 deaths. These people were and are suffering from multiple long-term health conditions made far worse by decades of medical treatment with toxic drugs. Terrified by a COVID diagnosis, then isolated from family and friends, they gave up and died. And I know some of these people did because some of them were very elder. I mean, some of these people were in their 80s and 90s and very decrepit. And when now you isolate them, when you put them in emotional and psychological isolation, that little bit of the psychological edge that was actually helping them stay alive is gone. And it actually does contribute to them dying. This has been proven time and time again by people who are in states of extreme life-threatening events. And when they give up, when they lose hope, that loss of hope actually contributes to their death. So, of course, it's going to happen in people who are extremely elderly. There are other important events to be sure, but these are the key five. The underlying fact that needs to be understood. What is called COVID-19 is not one condition. It's a variety of illnesses and effects stemming from different traditional causes repackaged under the label COVID, meaning they're just blaming everything on COVID. And we've already covered articles where everything from suicide to car accidents have been labeled COVID deaths. Where authentic new conditions and causes may be involved, independent investigators need to look closely at such clusters of people where they live. For example, the investigators should find out whether toxic vaccine campaigns were initiated in a community or region prior to declaration of the COVID outbreak. And then he goes on talking about, he says, here is a short piece of fiction I wrote during the pandemic, and it paints a far different picture of COVID events. Now, he admits this is a piece of fiction, but it's to exemplify what he's talking about. And last thing. Now, this is interesting. I haven't heard someone really mention this in regards to COVID-19, but here it is, over in the Liberty Beacon. Here's another wild idea, if it was good enough for Thomas Paine. And it mentions Thomas Paine and that pamphlet he wrote back then, Common Sense, Rights of Man, which is actually considered to be one of the motivating factors which helped people realize what the fight was about back there during what we call the Revolutionary War. And I agree with them. So, although I've read the Common Sense, because the language and the thinking process was a little different back there, because the language was a little different, when you read it in terms of today's modern language, which is a little bit different English compared to the English that was used back then, I don't think it has quite the punch that it did back then to the people who were speaking using that kind of language structure. But it is still an essential element to understand that people rose up to the fight because they realized, in the end, their rights were what was at stake. And they were willing to stake their lives on it. Not throw up another piece of paper, not go protest and hold up a sign, not show up to a gunfight with a fucking dining fork. They showed up to a gunfight with a gun, and they used them. And that's what we got to do, too. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my common sense buddy, Henry Chadley. Going once, going twice. All right, on you, Henry.
Excellent report, John, and common sense is a rare thing in this world we live in indeed. What I wanted to finish up with here is those protests in fucking Salem that the people they said, you know, they tried to make it act like it was Trump tards and the Proud Boys and, you know, this Trump thing. I seen the footage. I watched all of the videos on it. And you can see that these aren't the fucking Trump tards. There's no red hats. I mean, there was a couple of people carrying fucking flags, United States flags with Trump on them, which is fucking actually illegal under their fucking administrative admiralty. But let's just get this done. Protests rock Oregon Capitol as lawmakers convened hectic special session. This is from
Washington. Wait. This is where you were talking about before, where the cops actually blocked the people from going into this secret session.
Secret session in the public building. the state house that belongs to the people. And there were people out there saying, we paid to build this. We pay your wages. And you're telling us that people can't come in. You're having secret fucking meetings. Well, I'm telling you, the people are waking up out on this coast. Oregon lawmakers saw protests inside and outside of the Capitol building as they convened on Monday to vote on pandemic relief amid the waning days of 2020. Oregon Senator Dallas Hurd, Republican Roseburg, held his own protest on the floor of the Senate as the day began removing his mask before his fellow lawmakers in defiance of health restrictions requiring facial coverings in the building. Hurd said he removed his mask in protest of what he called Governor Kate Brown's infringement on, now listen, this isn't the constitutional rights, and this isn't fucking civil rights. Listen. Governor Kate Brown's infringement on individual liberties and people's God-given rights. People are starting to figure this shit out. His actions drew a stern rebuttal from Oregon Senate President Peter Courtney, you son of a bitchin' traitor, who warned Hurd he was in danger of dismissal from the chamber before the unmasked senator left the floor without escort. You have no message, Courtney said as Hurd left the chamber to speak to the protesters outside and denounced the governor's face mask order. Outside the Capitol building, as many as 300 armed with signs and Trump paraphernalia. See, they try to make this look like it's two camps. Pick a camp, guys. Pick a camp. But I'm telling you, most of the people out there had nothing to do with these little shill groups. Trump paraphernalia attempted to storm the legislature, saying they took issue with the legislature's closing Monday's in-person session to the general public. They cannot have goddamn secret meetings. Excuse me. That is in the original Constitution. Pounding on the doors for hours, protesters could be heard screaming that they wanted to be let in to tell lawmakers to end the state's health restrictions. Oregon State Minority Leader Fred Gorid, Republican Loins, expressed the same frustration Monday morning to the legislature's Democratic majority. When I look around, I can't help but notice what is missing, Gyrod said. The people. We are a government of the people. I mean, you're starting to hear it. Within minutes, the building was swarming with Salem police and Oregon State troopers who pushed back against the crowds and the doors with lawmakers and the press inside. A number of protesters stood with rifles outside, letting them glimmer in the sun, was ya? Patriots storm Capitol as legislature meets in secret, public, excluded, police-protected, corrupt politicians. And I just want to hit this one part down here on this last article. If I can find it here. I had it just a second. Just give me a second here. Oh, here we are. Paragraph starts. Others had to abide by the orders from police and were forced to remain outside. Note that the orders from the police truck refer to the citizens. So you still don't know who you fucking are, but you do. But I'm sure this fucking tickled some people. Referred to the citizens as subjects in quotation marks, as if to imply that the government is the crown. They ordered everyone to leave the Capitol property, saying they were trespassing on public property. Police apparently deployed tear gas at one point, and one dude throws the canister back in the building. So here you are. They're telling them what they are, finally. Subjects. And they're saying it right here. You know, this is too fucking cool. Let's see here. Subjects. Let's see. Police truck referred to the citizens as quote, subjects, as if to imply that the government is the crown. Well, the government is the crown. It's a corporation. It's a corporation within a corporation, a district within a district of the main corporation, the United States Corporation, which was chartered in violation of the fucking supreme law of this fucking land. Figure the rest of it out, people. When you go to that fucking state house, take 10,000. And then when they send the army, another fucking 200,000 will join you. I have no doubt. Go in there and arrest that fucking bitch. Arrest every one of them son of a bitches and try them right there in the goddamn state building. At any rate, I wanted to play it for you. And this will be for, you know, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then.
This has been declared an unlawful assembly. All subjects must leave the Capitol grounds now, or you will be subject to arrest under Oregon Revised Statute 166025, Disorderly Conduct, and 164255, Criminal Trespass. We need you to exit onto 4th Street and do so now. Thank you.
Subjects. That is the word from the trenches.